Hi everyone, welcome back to Heavenland Devotions, the little green pasture. God bless you. I pray everybody is having a good day today. Today is Saturday, tomorrow is Mother's Day. And I want to talk about Mother's Day. I think it's an important thing. You know, I really wanted to speak about something else, but the Lord changed it up at the last minute. And I want to go with His flow. I don't want to go with mine. I want there to be only one will. Two wills cannot exist in one body. So let God's will be done right. So before I get started, of course, my will is towards the Lord. And that is always to look to the Lord, heavenward, in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for another day. That, Lord, that you have given me this day, for every day is given to everybody from you. And therefore, I commit it back into your hands. I pray that your blessing would be upon me, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable unto thee, O God. That you would guide my heart in the way, for I seek unto you, Lord, for a fresh and present anointing. That you would bless every word that comes out of my mouth, because, Lord, not just coming from my mouth, but, Lord, from the depths of my heart, from the deep places, O Lord, where you dwell. And I pray that your heart would mingle with my heart, and that I would take those things that are shown to me by you as I go on. I thank you, Lord, just like you said, just like the angel said to Mary, that the Lord is risen. And he has gone ahead of you into Galilee to tell that to the disciples. And so, Lord, in a sense, go before me into Galilee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is obviously a day that is both sorrowful and joyful. And for some people, angry. There's a lot of feelings in generations and families and sons and daughters. But I want to turn your attention to the heavens, where our God, Jesus Christ, is seated. I have known pain from situations of my own children. But there are many of you, even some that I know maybe you're watching, that you have lost your children. And so Mother's Day is not a happy day for you. And for many of you, as time has passed, that pain doesn't ever stop you from looking to the Lord. Because you know that there's another world that's there at, where they're waiting for you. Children depart from us in many different ways. And so just stick with me, because I'm just going to go with what I'm feeling today, because I felt so strongly, even extremely deeply, that Jesus did not want me to just have a bunch of notes. But there has been one verse that sticks out of the whole Bible, and it's in Isaiah 66:13. It says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And that is the one and only place where God speaks and says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. And for you men that are watching, you can remember a mother that you love so much, or maybe you never had a mother and you had to raise yourself. And there's all these different children scenarios. And they were children at one time. And so when Mother's Day comes, it's in a way such a facade in so many ways, because it's like all the other holidays, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, whatever those days are, Thanksgiving, it brings nothing but pain because it all centers around family. And mothers are really the hub of the whole house. You know, there's a scripture in 2 Timothy. It's the list of widows, the four things that Paul is charging Timothy in terms of widows. And one of them are for the younger women to get married and have children and to guide the house. And that is something to be said about guiding a house. Many of us have learned maybe too late in life to guide a house, or maybe we lived in a house where our mother wasn't saved and our mother didn't know how to guide a house. But praise the Lord, as we grew up, we began to know the Lord and we began to receive comfort from the Holy Ghost. And we started to feel stronger in our walk with the Lord. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. And so when I saw this, it was brought to my mind. I didn't just see it today. It's something I already remembered. And I want to just talk to you about that godly comfort, because many of us know what it feels like to have the comfort that only a mother can give. It's a different kind of comfort. And God comforts with that same comfort. And I think I'm just more moved for the people, that the women that I know that suffer during these times. Maybe your children, you have an incarcerated child. There's all these different scenarios, like I said. But I know this in my heart, that when God says he's going to comfort, yes, I know this is a millennial verse. I know this is, he's speaking to Jerusalem, and this is for them. But I love the entire book of the Bible. I love every word that is God-breathed, because there are things I know that are exclusively spoken to the Jews. And I know that there are things exclusively that were in history that were meant for another time. But yet I say to myself, yet there's something in it that's speaking to me. And God's word is alive. And God wants to comfort you. He wants you to remember and to know he created mothers. Therefore, he knows how to comfort, the comfort that we've all received from our mothers. Or maybe if you didn't have a mother who comforted you, there was somebody else who was a mother figure to you, who comforted you. You see, God has a specific kind of comfort that is unique and created for mothers. Look at even the animal kingdom. And he says he will comfort us. You know, there's a lot of times in my life, many situations in my own life where it just, things didn't go well for me. And there was such extreme losses for me. And that verse carried me through, because he touched on my motherhood. He touched me in a place no one can touch me, not even a fellow mother. And that word spoke to me and it carried me through. You know, Jesus, at the end of his Galilean ministry, when he had done all that he could, he stood atop of a mount and he was looking down upon Jerusalem. And he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and ye would not." Here we have now the Son saying the same thing, in a sense, that's being said here in Isaiah 66:13. See, have you ever seen a hen? I have. Hens can be fierce. She spreads her wings out. Her chicks, she makes a noise. They come running under her wings. and she will fiercely combat birds, predator birds, and anything else trying to get her chicks. They are fierce. So you understand this comfort isn't something very like we might think is a corny thing or a wishy-washy thing, but it is a fierceness of God's love. You see, this is about God's love displayed as he displays it in men and he displays it in women. And he makes it up for those who do not have parents, a mother. He makes it up to many of us that experience maybe long periods of time we were out of touch with our mothers. But there is something God wants you to know today. I want to bring also something up. Jeremiah 31:15, there is a scripture and it's a prophecy about when Herod demanded all the children 2 years old and under to be killed. And Jeremiah prophesied and said, "Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not." I think of another, I don't have it here in front of me, but there was one where David commanded to have a certain a couple of men killed, and it happened to be the wife of the mother of these two that were killed. They were killed on top of a rock. And she would not leave that rock. And she kept spreading, some kind of burlap covering. And she kept scattering the birds that were trying to come and devour her sons. And she stood there all night. And David thought, I think it was David, I don't even care right now, even if I'm wrong, because the point of the matter is she was out there all night long with her children on that rock, not alive. And there is something about what is displayed in motherhood that you have to see as something of God. You know, everybody's different. Mothers are different. There's all these different kind of mothers. I'm a mother that has been, I'm not a fluffy kind of a woman. I'm not really about flowers and pink cakes and balloons and brunches. I have never been that woman. I just say, give me my children. Let us feast together. Just give me my children. I just want to be with my children. You could let all the other things go. Though, yes, flowers were given to me and those things. But you see, there's a fierceness that God has of love, because when God says, "I will," when He said, "As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted." Think about what He is saying right here. He's not saying, "In my almighty love, as God Almighty, possessor of heaven and earth, I'm going to pour out a love upon you that you don't understand." He's saying, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. Doesn't that speak to you about a specific kind of creation of love? You see, that love was, he's saying, so will I comfort you. And then in the New Testament, Jesus is saying, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. He's talking about a violent, fierce love. I mean, I have so many things in my mind. You know, I think about this. Here's what I want to say now. In Judges 7:7, in the Song of Deborah, it's so powerful. The whole thing is such a powerful book. In fact, if you read a powerful chapter, if you read it, you'd say that so speaks to what's happening in Israel right now. I'm going to get to that. In verse 7, it says, "The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose." That I arose, a mother in Israel. And she had just went to battle with Barak. I mean, that woman went to battle. She even told Barak, she said, listen, she said, why haven't you gone to war? And he made up some words and she said, okay, I'll go with you as long as you will know that a woman went to war with you. That, you know, she said, we're going to win. And so she wrote this after the battle was won, and it was a victorious song. And she says, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother, not a warrior, not a battle axe, not a battle hammer. She said, till that I arose as a mother in Israel. Can't you just see? Can't you just see that? Kind of get an image of her where she's saying that, where you could just see her as a mighty woman, as a mother of Israel. You see, God will raise up people in your life and in the lives of those, even you men. And there's a love that God comforts. He will rise up Deborah's to love you. God is love. And this love God is showing in the Old and the New Testament through that of mothers. You see, I just want to give a different picture. Just this is just from my heart. Like I said, all women are different, but I feel like Deborah. I feel and want to be like Deborah, where I can say that I arose a mother in Israel, that I arose a mother in my generation, even right here in the screen that's between me and you, that I can be that mother, that violent mother that goes to war, that writes a song like that and says that I arose a mother in Israel. Amen. You know, upon saying that, a scripture came to my mind. It says, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And I think to myself, you know, Leah, last night, everybody was looking at those northern lights all over the world. And everybody was in spectacular awe of all the colors that they've never seen before, all over the world, places where they should never be. And it was awesome. I didn't see it, but many people did. And people were in awe. And for a while, they forgot about what's happening in Israel. They forgot what's happening in the United States. And they forgot everything. You know why? Because they were looking upwards at something so beautiful, so spectacular. It was like a piece of heaven. It's like heaven came down in a sense for just a little while. You see, all the gods of the nations are idols. And when I looked up what that means, that word idols, it says, for all the gods of the nations are nothing. All the idols that you see around, idols of people overspending and shopping and overeating and purchasing houses and doing all these things or setting up idols in their heart, they're referred to God as nothing. But the Lord made the heavens. And this morning, I was just looking up and I was saying, you know, Lord, you're the God, you're the possessor of heaven and earth. You created this world, though it's overtaken by violence and all manner of wickedness. And I thought about Israel. And I was thinking about how Israel is standing alone now. And I'm going to tie this in. And about how I was listening to Bibi. He was speaking to Dr. Phil, and he was poised and he was calm. And he was saying, he asked him, well, you know, in a nice way, about them not being funded by our government. And he said, we've always had to stand alone. We've always had to stand alone, and we will stand alone. And he said, even if we have to fight with our fingernails, you know why? Because they love their nation. See, when you love, you fight. This is God's love, and they are God's people, okay? And I saw something that was written in 1982 when our current president was senator. He confronted the late Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin with threats to cut off aid to Israel. And Begin forcefully responded. He said, "Don't threaten us with cutting off your aid. It will not work. I am not a Jew with trembling knees. I am a proud Jew with 3,700 years of civilized history. Nobody came to our aid when we were dying in gas chambers and ovens. Nobody came to our aid when we were striving to create our country. We paid for it. We fought for it. We died for it. We will stand by our principles. We will defend them. And when necessary, we will die for them again, with or without your aid." And you know what it says? David says, "I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Yea, he that keepeth Israel will not sleep. Yea, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He shall be thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in henceforth, yea, even forevermore." You know why? Because God's love for Israel will protect and always protect that land. And those are God's people. And all the pardon the French, all the hell that's coming against them right now is not too hard for God to control it. They are God's people. And I want to make a public announcement. You know, this anti-Semitic bill about parts of our Bible being anti-Semitic. I say, no, you don't understand. We are Christians, and I am also a Jew, and I love the Jewish people. And even if I was not Jewish, I would still love them so much. We, as the believers of Jesus Christ, the believers of Him, in Him, we love all of the Jews, and we love Israel, and we stand on their side. Amen. Amen. And we know that God in the millennial kingdom said, as one who comfort his whom his mother comforteth, he said, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Tomorrow, I want you to lift your eyes up, and I want you to look up into that sky. Before you do that, take a good look around you, and then look up at that fathomless sky. The sky that's endless, that goes into a third heaven, into the eternity of eternities. And as long as you will ever live, you will never, ever get to the end of the love of God, for He loves you, and He will comfort you. He'll comfort you mothers, and even you sons, and all the daughters, and all people, you men of God. He will comfort you. So tomorrow, even all you men, all of you, lift up your eyes and say, all the gods of the nations are idols, but our Lord made the heavens. And then thank Him for that comfort that He gives, and He'll give you tomorrow. I absolutely wish you a very happy Mother's Day in the comfort of God. And as one whom his mother comforteth, he says, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem.